and enforcement have been updated. Dorsey is still expected to be called before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week to testify on the matter. Senior Trump campaign advisor Mercedes Schlapp says Dorsey's moves are too little too late. She tells Fox News that Twitter has proven they hold a double standard on what they see as the truth.
I think we've seen this, for example, when President Trump said that he was immune to COVID, they put that as misleading. They labeled it as misleading, which we know when a Harvard study came out basically saying that if you get COVID, you'd be immune for about 4 months. But of course, they won't call the Harvard study misleading. So they're being very selective as to what they're deciding as to which content to approve or fact check or not.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Negotiations over a stimulus package appear to be at a standstill, with no progress being made despite President Trump's willingness to agree to a larger package than previously proposed. The President and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin believe House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way of a final bill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The President and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way, but the President and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell intends to bring a separate bill to the Senate floor for a vote on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
There's a new kind of therapy in town, and it's called soda therapy. Soda therapy is all about gourmet drinks and delicious treats like movie theater popcorn and huge locally baked cookies. The options are endless. Soda therapy is located on the corner of Cimarron and Warm Springs. Oh, and I almost forgot to tell you, you don't even have to get out of your car with their VIP curbside service. Follow them on social media for all the best deals and visit them Monday through Saturday in person or online at sodatherapy.com.
Are you going out of town or just need assistance caring for your pet? Licensed, bonded, and insured, Safe Doggy Pet Services is the premier pet care provider in the Las Vegas Valley. With over 40 years of experience handling all types of pets, Safe Doggy comes to you for feeding, medicine, exercise, potty breaks, play visits, overnight pet sitting, special needs care, transportation to vet and grooming appointments, and much more. For further information on all that Safe Doggy Pet Services has to offer, visit safedoggy.com.
Green Spring Golf Course, open year-round, is only 2 hours away and 10 degrees cooler. Just north of St. George, right off of I-15, Green Spring Golf Course is located in beautiful Washington, Utah. This amazing best of southern Utah golf course is well-maintained, with awesome mountain and canyon views. You'll enjoy the friendly staff, too. 18 holes start at just $34, plus tournaments and leagues fill the calendar at Green Spring. Call 435-673-PUTT to make your reservations. Check them out online at golfgreenspring.com.
Would you like to be the next radio star? KSHP can help make your dream a reality. Be part of the KSHP family and have your own show on the same station as the Radio Shopping Show, Coach Harvey Hyde and Brian Blessing. Whether it's sports talk, entertainment, or your special interest, we can help you develop your own show and get it on the radio at a price you can afford. Call us at 702-221-1200 or send us an email at mail@kshp.com to find out how you can be the next radio star.
The thoughts and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the program's participants and do not necessarily represent those of station staff, management, and advertisers.
Live from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the KSHP studios. This is the Michelle Mortensen Show with your host, Michelle Mortensen, the fresh and fearless voice of talk radio, taking on the liberal media, the political hacks, and so much more. It's time to nix the narrative and get to the truth the way only Michelle can. Now, here's your host, the fresh, fiery, and factual voice of politics and news, eight-time Emmy winner, Michelle Mortensen.
Hello, everyone, and happy Friday to you. Yeah, so we are here, the Michelle Mortensen Show, live and excited to be here. The president is speaking right now in Fort Myers, Florida. We will be keeping an eye on that in case any big news breaks. But we're going to talk about the big news of the day right now, which, of course, was those competing town halls last night in lieu of a presidential debate. We had one on NBC. We had one on ABC. They aired at the same time. It was pure and utter chaos, yet they were so very, very, very different. And we're going to talk about it. And I'd love it if you would join me on the show. I'd love to hear what you thought of the town halls last night. Which one did you watch? Which one did you think was best? Which one did you think who did best? 702-221-7283. That is the number to call if you want to be a part of the show. The town halls were definitely interesting. We're going to start with the one that NBC did with Savannah Guthrie and the President of the United States. You know, a lot of critics of Savannah Guthrie coming out saying she was the one debating the president. The part of Joe Biden was being played by Savannah Guthrie last night. She was definitely super feisty, asking about his health, asking about, did you have pneumonia? Are you a racist? Yada, 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 yada. The one thing I hate as a woman who has been in TV news for many, many years is when we see women in TV news acting overly aggressive to kind of show like, look, I'm strong. I'm a man. I ask the tough questions. It never ever comes off well. It just always makes you look overly aggressive and mean. And that's what she looked like last night. She didn't look like she was a hardcore reporter. She didn't look like she was pressing him at all. She looked like she was fighting back. And obviously she was. If you're not aware, her husband worked for Al Gore. She is definitely a Democrat. And that is the big problem, is that so many members of the media, they are so on the left that at the end of the day, all you're going to get is propaganda from them. And that's a big problem. But I thought it was interesting that one of the first questions she really pressed him on was, of course, the question everyone always wants to ask the president. We talked about it last week as well. Is the president a racist? Why is this question always coming up? Why in a million years do we always have to ask, is Donald Trump racist? I want to show you a clip of it right now, kind of the exchange with Savannah Guthrie and the president over whether he would denounce white supremacy, et cetera, et cetera. Take a look.
Point blank, denounce white supremacy. In the moment, you didn't. You asked some follow-up questions. Who specifically? A couple of days later, on a different show, you denounced white supremacy. My question to you is,
you've done this to me and everybody.
Does it seem like
I denounced white supremacy? Okay.
You did 2 days later.
I denounced white supremacy for years, but you always do it. You always start off with a question. You didn't ask Joe Biden whether or not he denounces Antifa. I watched him on the same basic show with Lester Holt, and he was asking questions like Biden was a child.
Well, this is a little bit of a dodge.
Are you listening? I denounce white supremacy.
Okay.
What's your next question?
Do you feel, it feels sometimes you're hesitant to do so, like you
hesitant.
Wait a bit.
Here we go again. Every time, in fact, my people came, I'm sure they'll ask you the white supremacy question. I denounce white supremacy.
Okay.
Did I show you 20 specific incidents over the past several years where the president has denounced white supremacy? Yet, amazingly enough, I know it's shocking, every time a liberal journalist gets a chance to talk to the president, they want him to say, can you just do us a big favor right now? Can you just denounce white supremacy for me again? I know you did it before. I know you denounced David Duke. Oh, yeah, I know you said no white supremacy. I know. Yet, can you do it again? Because as Savannah Guthrie so eloquently put it, it always seems like you just kind of want to, I don't know, hesitate. No, he doesn't. The bigger problem is that they don't treat any other candidate like this. They don't treat any other politician like this. That is something that is exclusive for Donald Trump. Now, maybe Savannah Guthrie had to be tough like that because the cast of This Is Us was super angry that the NBC network would give Donald Trump time. I mean, I'm so glad to know what Mandy Moore had to say about that because, my God, I don't know if I could live without knowing what the former singer of the song Candy had to say about the president being on NBC last night. This Is Us is a great show, by the way. I never miss it. Totally love it. I am one of those basic chicks who thinks it's freaking awesome. What I don't think is awesome is the cast coming out saying, I'm a pal that the network that's made me rich and famous had the president of the United States on. What the fudge? But here is my bigger problem. None of this happens to Democrats ever. Cory Booker can ask ACB during the hearings, hey, will you denounce white supremacy, as she has two black children. But no one's ever going to ask a question. No one's ever going to say boo about Joe Biden. I was impressed in the town hall last night on ABC with ultra-biased Clinton Foundation donor and former Clinton employee George Stephanopoulos that they at least asked the question. Actually, a young man in the audience did. I want to show you that tape right now of the question that he asked because I thought it was actually a really great question. Take a look at this video from a young man who's a progressive Democrat.
From Cedric Humphrey. He's a student from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, progressive Democrat.
Don't jump, Cedric. You look like you're way up there.
I'll be okay. Thank you, George. And good evening, former Vice President Biden. Many people believe that the true swing demographic in this election will be black voters under the age of 30. Not because they'll be voting for Trump, but because they won't vote at all. I myself have had this exact same conflict. So my question for you then is, besides you ain't black, what do you have to say to young black voters who see voting for you as further participation in a system that continually fails to protect them?
Well, I say, first of all, as my buddy John Lewis said, it's a sacred opportunity and right to vote. You can make a difference. If young black women and men vote, you can determine the outcome of this election. Not a joke. You can do that.
Okay. Did y'all just watch that? So first off, Cedric, big props to you, progressive Democrat, for asking the question that was literally on everyone's mind. Besides, you ain't black. Why should I vote for you? Great question. Let's just look at part of his answer because I didn't use the entire 5-minute rambling old man answer that he gave. But his answer was basically, I have a friend who was a black man. So that just says it all right there. Anytime anyone says that I got a black friend, so that means I'm not racist, everyone is up in arms. Oh, except if Joe Biden says it. And really, he doesn't even answer the question. Joe Biden goes like, well, you know, voting's a pretty sacred opportunity, and I want teachers to be paid more, and I want to deal with, you know, how people don't have enough money in the black community, yada, 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 yada. Well, I do believe that impoverished communities have a problem that we need to address that wasn't answering the question at all, like one iota. And at one point, George Stephanopoulos goes, so did that answer your question, Cedric? And Cedric so eloquently answered, I guess so, because he didn't answer the question. What was really, really disturbing was then that George Stephanopoulos didn't show that he had any cojones at all and didn't ask about any of the racist remarks that Joe Biden has made. Now, some of you are saying, Michelle, has Joe Biden said something, has he said something racist before? Let's roll the tape, because you know your girl has just a bevy of his racist, idiotic remarks. Take a listen.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. He's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules.
unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
I've had a great relationship. In Delaware, the largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. It's a fully, I'm not joking.
You all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
Three former chairs of the Black Caucus, the only African-American woman that had ever been elected to the United States Senate, a whole range of people.
No,
my point
no, that's
is...
that's not true. The other one is
true.
Here.
I said the first.
Thank
I said the first
thank
African-American
you.
First. African-American. So my point is that one of the reasons I was picked to be vice president was because of my relationship, long-standing relationship with the Black community.
So once again, we should vote for him because, you know, he Black people like him. You know, it doesn't matter that he goes up. You know, Black people aren't very diverse, but, you know, those Hispanic people, they sure are. He can say, you know, you can't even work at a 7-Eleven unless you got an Indian accent. He can say, the only reason I was able to stay home was because a Black lady was stocking shelves at the grocery store. Think for just one hot second. If Donald Trump said any of those things, would there be outrage? Would there be shock and awe? Would there be endless ad nauseum talking heads saying how racist he is and how we need to impeach him now? You're exactly right. That is exactly what would happen. So Biden can get away with that. And I wanted to show so many clips from the Democratic primaries, but I chose that one with Cory Booker and Kamala Harris because it was just so telling. He once again said, well, all the Black caucus members, they're supporting me. And the only woman ever elected to, the only African-American woman ever elected to the Senate, she's supporting me too. Hello, another woman who's been elected to the Senate, who is also Black, was standing right there and she wasn't endorsing him. She was running against him at the time. She was calling out that he was against busing. Cory Booker was as well. Isn't it interesting that today, though, now that he's the nominee, I mean, Kamala Harris is on the ticket. She didn't think he's got any racist tendencies now does she? No, Cory Booker's not worried about Joe Biden being racist or not in tune enough with the Black community anymore. Now, is he? No, nobody gives a rat's anymore. And this is my problem. Why is it that the journalists never, ever, ever, ever press Biden on anything? They always give him a free pass. They gave him a free pass on race last night. You know what else they gave him a free pass on? He also was talking about packing the court, right? And Joe Biden goes, you know, or George Stephanopoulos goes, well, tell us about packing the court. Like, are you going to answer? Do you think the people have a right to know? Oh, this time when he's being interviewed by George Stephanopoulos, an ABC reporter, he says, oh, yeah, people have a right to know. When the kid here in Las Vegas for ABC asked, he got all testy and said, no, you don't have a right to know what I think. And then he says this. He goes, I will tell everyone what I think about court packing before the election, depending on what the Senate does with this confirmation hearing. Huh. And then George Stephanopoulos goes, oh, okay. So you're going to tell everyone what you're going to do before election day. You're going to tell everyone before they vote, like probably on Halloween, because that's when they're set to do this little vote. He goes, yeah. George Stephanopoulos, no pushback there that people are already voting? What? No pushback there that people are already voting? No, nothing at all. Come on, man. Why can't we ask him a tough question? Why can't we ever ask Joe Biden a tough question? Why does the media just sit on their hands? Well, my friends, it's because the media is immensely biased. It's not just narrative anymore. They are pushing what they personally believe left and right, and their good friends at Facebook and Twitter are helping them every step of the way. Oh, you know we're going to talk about that in the next block. Also, want to remind you, if you want to get the cool wine glasses we have, the patriotic wine glasses, or if you want to get a bag moto, that's right, my friends, I'm giving away two things today. You're going to need to call into the station at 702-221-7283. That's going to be coming up in the next two blocks, the giveaways, so get on the line now. We're going to have a little extra time because our Tyrus interview is going to be postponed just a little bit. I'll have details for you on that after the break, so stay with us. A lot more Michelle Mortensen Show to come.
Ladylike Clothing.com is a Las Vegas locally owned women's boutique created to cater to women who want to look their best without compromising comfort and quality. Ladylike Clothing.com focuses on contemporary, well-designed looks with classic feminine styling. Ladylike Clothing wants to help you build a wardrobe you'll love with beautiful, functional pieces that are never overdone and always ladylike. Shop online today at ladylikeclothing.com.
Love finding great deals on unique antiques, clothing, and more, all while helping our community? Then you can't miss the Next Steps Ministries rummage sale Saturday, October 24th. Shop till you drop from seven to 1 p.m. at 615 College Drive in Henderson. All proceeds benefit Next Step Ministries. For 14 years, they've served the homeless and those in need in Clark County. For more information on the Next Steps Ministries rummage sale, call 702-741-7540. That's 702-741-7540.
Hi, this is Michelle Mortensen, and if you know me, you know I support our veterans. And that's why I want to tell you about my good friends at Therapy Blocks LLC, our newest sponsor of the show. Therapy Blocks LLC is veteran-owned and operated, and many of their therapists are veterans themselves or active National Guard members. Therapy Blocks LLC is a pediatric physical, occupational, and speech therapy rehab outpatient clinic that also offers home visits and telehealth services for special needs children up to age 18. Therapy Blocks LLC follows all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and wellness of their clients and their families. They're located in the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Building on Sunset Road. Give our friends at Therapy Blocks LLC a call today at 702-419-8120. That number again, 702-419-8120. And tell them you learned about Therapy Blocks LLC right here on the Michelle Mortensen Show.
How many times has this happened to you? You're driving with your purse, your laptop bag, your grocery bag, or your backpack in the seat next to you, and it's on the floor after you stop or hit a quick turn. Well, we experienced this issue too, and we created a solution. Introducing Bagmodo, an easy-to-install, one-step process that fits seamlessly under any standard headrest and stores securely under the headrest. Bagmodo becomes a natural extension of your vehicle and helps stop your stuff from falling on the floor. Now you can secure your items systematically and effortlessly, keeping you from being a distracted driver, which, let's face it, is a huge problem these days. Bagmodo is the ultimate driver-centric product that doesn't distract drivers and helps keep everyone in the vehicle safe. For more information, go to bagmodo.com. That's bagmodo.com. Bagmodo, the easy-to-install, one-step process to stop your stuff.
Looking to sell or buy a home? There's no one better than your Las Vegas neighborhood realtors, Melissa White Simmons and Tim Eaton of Urban Nest Realty. Melissa and Tim will meet your every need and go the extra mile to make sure you find the perfect house to call home. With Team Melissa White at Urban Nest Realty, you'll be taken care of every step of the way. Call Melissa and Tim today at 702-757-8605. That's 702-757-8605. License number 179020.
Want to learn to scuba dive? Need swimming lessons for your kids? Then you need to check out Stone Sports in Las Vegas, right off Fort Apache and Tropicana. At Stone Sports, they teach the young and the young at heart. Whether you're looking for fun, fitness, or competition, Stone Sports is the place for you and your entire family. Give them a call today at 702-779-3021, 702-779-3021, or check them out online at stonesports.net. Stone Sports, where water safety and water fun meet.
I'm very eclectic with my music choices, and this Alien Ant Farm version of Smooth Criminal is definitely one of my favorites. It totally brings me back. You gotta love that song. You know what else you gotta love? You gotta love all of our amazing sponsors, like the Bagmodo. We're going to be giving one of these Bagmodos away at the end of the show. We're also going to be giving away some patriotic wine glasses by Cheers by Kayla. Plus, we have our amazing sponsors from Urban Nest, Therapy Blocks, the Next Step Ministries sale that's going to be coming up on October 24th. We appreciate you guys supporting all of our great sponsors, because without our sponsors, guess what? we don't have a show. So give them a shout out. Give them your business. They are all amazing, amazing people and amazing patriots. All right. I want to tell you something kind of funny. Yesterday, when the news broke about Steve Scully and Tweetgate, he wasn't really hacked. I actually was in the studio. I was in the studio and we had cameras rolling. We had cameras rolling. So you can actually see my expression immediately when the news broke. Spence, we've got to show them this video because, I mean, my reaction was just, it was priceless. It was priceless. The shock that came out when Steve Scully finally admitted that he lied. Do we have that, Spence? Check this out.
Clutch the pearls. What a sneaky thing to do.
That's right, my friends. Clutch those pearls. Why was I clutching those pearls? Because nobody in their right mind was shocked by that one. Oh my gosh, that was the biggest, lamest bomb drop ever. Obviously, totally obvious that he lied, people. Of course, because Twitter didn't say that he was hacked. He just said, I was hacked. And that crazy presidential debate commission just ate it up like it was cake. And everybody just said, well, you know, that's Steve Scully. He's a pretty decent guy. He said he was hacked. Obviously, he was hacked. Obviously, he wasn't. And he just ruined his entire career by lying and being an idiot. This just begs so many questions. Number one, this presidential debate commission, they are absolutely pointless. As Bob Dole mentioned, there's not one Republican on that debate commission that supports Donald Trump. So the entire commission is against Donald Trump. So they said, let's pick the guy from C-SPAN who used to work for Joe Biden. He's obviously not going to be impartial, and we want him to do the debate. But even worse is that when the tweet came out, like, what kind of an idiot are you that you were like, you know what, I'm going to tweet Scaramucci right now and get some advice from Scaramucci to see if I should respond? I mean, how big of a loser do you have to be that you're like, let's see what Scaramucci thinks? That's a phrase that's never, ever come out of my mouth and is never going to come out of my mouth. What an idiot you have to be. Which brings us to the other idiots in the room, which are Jack Dorsey of Twitter and the brain trust that runs Facebook, that thinks that they live in a totalitarian government system where they are the office of propaganda and they can actually let you know what information and what news should be reported and what news shouldn't be reported. Here's where Twitter and Facebook dug themselves in a deeper hole than they ever needed to dig. They said, well, we're blocking it because it was hacked material. We're blocking it because it wasn't verified. Can I also tell you what else was hacked material? This is really good. Stay tuned. I mean, I'm going to drop some bombs here, people. How about the Trump tax returns that the New York Times reported on? That was obviously hacked and very illegal material that they shared. Okay, how about private phone conversations Melania Trump had with her friend that were leaked for everybody to hear? That was also hacked and unsubstantiated material that was released. The Pentagon Papers, oh my God, that was also hacked material that had not been verified. So are Facebook and Twitter trying to tell us that their job is to stop any type of journalism that they don't agree with? I think that is what they're saying, because they're saying if it can't be substantiated and if it was hacked and if we don't have any proof of it, well, it really shouldn't be out there. So we're even going to silence the White House press secretary. What? What? Are you kidding me right now? You can't do things like that, Twitter. That is totalitarian. That is silencing the free press. You blocked a New York Post story. And somebody out there is going to go, yeah, but the New York Post, they're not unbiased. They're owned by the Rupert Murdoch News Corp and Fox News. So they're obviously biased. Okay, just because you might not like who owns a newspaper doesn't mean that everything that they put out is biased. I should tell Ralston that, because, you know, Ralston acts like everything the RJ does is absolute crap because Adelson owns it, and he just assumes it's all biased, and he's actually insulting every single reporter who works there, claiming that they're a lackey. If you want to insult Victor Jakes, go ahead. He's the commentator, but you can't insult every reporter who works for an institution and just assume because of their ownership that everyone is biased. That is ridiculous and insane and completely and utterly inappropriate. Also, why do we need a bunch of Democrats who work for Facebook and Twitter to tell us what information we should or should not see, or to tell us what journalism is fair or isn't fair? Here's the fact of the matter. We don't need Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or anyone giving us any insight as to what is truth or not. That's what freedom of speech is all about. That's what the freedom of the press is about, that the press gets to hold the powerful accountable, not only the politicians we dislike. That's not what the First Amendment says at all. And freedom of speech means you get to say what you want, even if a whole bunch of people don't agree with it. Earlier in the week, Facebook said that they were going to block anything that didn't admit that the Holocaust was real, that they were going to block ads and not let me do anything that if they said that the Holocaust wasn't real. As someone of Jewish descent, there was a part of me that said, I'm totally fine with that because I hate flat earthers. I hate people who deny the Holocaust. I hate a whole bunch of people who are absolutely and utterly insane. But the free speech, free press part of me hates what Facebook's doing, because why should Facebook be saying anything at all about what somebody says or thinks? In fact, I want to know if you're a flat earther. In fact, I want to know if you deny the Holocaust. I want to know if you're a complete and utter idiot, because then I won't do business with you, because then I won't follow you. Maybe I'll school you and be like, dude, the earth is totally round and the Holocaust totally happened. I want to know this information. I don't need some idiot at Facebook or Twitter telling me what I can or cannot know. And you should have a problem with this as well. And I'm very excited that the Judicial Committee of the Senate is going to be going after this. I'm not excited at all that they're going to subpoena all these idiots who work there and try to bring them before the Senate once again for a Senate hearing, if you will, because that is just political theater and it's not going to do a darn thing. I want them to go after the 230 clause. That's what I want them to go to. I want to shut it down. I want there to be free speech, and I want the idiots at Twitter and Facebook to no longer be able to censor anyone. That's what I want. And guess what? We're going to get to talk to Senator Marsha Blackburn about that on Monday. That's right. She's going to be here, Senator Blackburn. We're going to talk to her about what the Senate committee is going to do with Facebook and what they're going to do with Twitter. We're going to talk to her about the ACB hearings. We're going to talk to her about the ACB confirmation. We're going to talk about her book and so much more. Now, many of you tuning in right now may be going, hey, Michelle, it's 11:30. Where's Tyrus? So Tyrus called this morning and he had to do an early shoot for the Greg Gutfeld show, which many of you are going to watch this weekend. So Tyrus and I are going to do our interview after the show at 12 o'clock. And that interview will air next Friday at this time. So we will be having Tyrus on. I'm so sorry for the hiccup there. That is what happens when schedules like that go on. But don't worry, we have plenty more to talk about here on the show. I want to remind everyone of the phone number to call, because pretty soon we're going to be giving some stuff away. It's on the screen right now. 702-221-7283. If you want to win the Patriotic wine glasses, if you want to win your very own Bag Moto, or if you just want to tell me what you think, get on the line right now and we will talk to you and we will give that away to you. We want to talk to the great people who listen to the show on the radio. Watch us on Facebook and YouTube. And I should mention, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. We air on all of those places. And I love that we do air there. So I don't just hate Facebook and social media to hate Facebook. What I hate is censorship. What I hate is unnecessary censorship. And I don't think that's good at all. In fact, I think we need to tell our stories. I think we need to show people who we are. I think we need to be more transparent over and over and over again. And I say that as I'm going to choose to be very transparent with y'all right now. Some of you may have known that yesterday, October 15th, was Infant and Pregnancy Loss Remembrance Day. Infant and Pregnancy Loss Remembrance Day. That is a day that is designated in the month of October to remember all of the babies that we have lost, whether by miscarriage, whether by stillbirth, however you've lost a child. And I share my personal story of losing a child, because in 2013, when I lost a baby, it was a very, very lonely, lonely place. When it happens, you almost don't know what to do. My story was really weird. I remember I was in church on a Sunday morning, and I went to the restroom, and I noticed there was a little bit of blood. And I was at about 13, 14 weeks at the time. And so I thought, well, you know, that can happen. It's going to be okay. It didn't get better, though. So by Monday, I was able to go to the doctor. And that's when they did the ultrasound. And I found out that the baby had passed away and there was no heartbeat. And I didn't really know what to do. They start asking you all these questions. You know, do you want to lose the baby naturally? Do you want to have a DNC? Do you want to, you know, what do you want to do? And I didn't know what to do. Part of me felt so ashamed and so mad and so angry that this happened, that I felt like I needed to suffer, like I needed the pain, that I was going to go through this because I needed to be punished somehow. How did this happen? What did I do wrong? And I remember I went back to the station. I went to the TV station. I went to Channel 8 and I tried to pretend like everything was okay. I had a special I needed to do that night that I was working on, an 8 on Your Side special report that was going to be airing that day. And so I went back to the station and tried to act like nothing was happening. I hadn't really told anybody at the station that I was pregnant. No one really knew. My husband had put a post on Facebook and kind of mentioned that we had lost the baby, and other people at the station saw that. And they just kind of looked at me and I started crying, and I went into my boss's room office and I just bawled, and they sent me home. And I lost my baby a few days later. And it was the worst, most painful, horrible thing I've ever gone through. You actually have contractions. It's like giving birth. There's blood everywhere. You don't know why it's happening. And you don't have anyone to turn to. And because no one really knows that you're pregnant at that time, because you're not really showing yet, you deal with it all alone. And it's the worst. It played with my mind for months, because unfortunately for me, the bleeding did not stop for almost 2 months. It was a constant reminder that I had failed. And that's why we share our personal stories. Because you didn't fail because you had a miscarriage. You didn't fail because you lost a baby. You didn't fail because you've given birth to a stillborn baby. What's sad is I know so many friends now that I talk about it openly, who did lose a baby. I have so many friends who gave birth to babies who were born stillborn. And it's heartbreaking and it's painful, but you have to be able to talk about it in order to heal. And that's why I think days like October 15th are so significant, because it's a time for us to share our stories and to not be afraid, to not live under a curtain and to act like we're perfect all the time, to share what really happened, to share the pain, to share how it hurts, and also to share hope. Because I officially lost that baby on July 8th. 2013. But I gave birth to my sweet baby Reagan 13 months to the day later on August 8th, 2014. So I am one of the lucky ones who I have a rainbow baby, and I was able to have another baby after I lost a child. But I won't ever forget about that, and I don't ever want to forget about it, and I want to have these conversations. I want to tell people these stories, because we need to be more honest about infant loss. because it hurts and because it's painful and because it's scary and it's sad. And when we don't talk about it and we make it taboo and we make it that thing that no one can talk about, you suffer in silence. And I don't want anyone to ever suffer in silence. And I think it's just important to share those stories. And so I hope that today this will encourage you that if you've had a situation, you'll tell someone that you know, you'll share with a friend, you'll share your stories, because the more we share these stories, the more that we all heal. Now you might say, gosh darn it, Michelle, you were funny and you were killing it earlier. Now you just brought it all down and made it super sad. Well, it is sad to talk about those things, but you know what? We've got to be real. And the one thing I want to do on this show is we're going to have the great guests. We're going to talk about politics. I'm going to eviscerate the left and I'm going to eviscerate the right. I'm going to go after everything. And we're going to nix the narrative that we see on the mainstream media every day. But you know what? We're also going to be very honest. We're also going to be very truthful. We're going to be a safe place for people to talk, and we're going to be a safe place for people to discuss, and we're going to be a place where we're going to grow together as a community. Because those of you who followed me on the campaign trail, you know that community brings unity. That's one of the biggest things that I believe more than anything, and that when we come together as a community, we're going to make a huge difference. Now, we've got a little bit more time in this block. I want to throw up that phone number again, because we are going to bring in some fun and excitement into the show, because we have these giveaways to give away. So sad note, let's look at those wine glasses if we can, Spence, from Cheers by Kayla. These are super cute wine glasses that are designed just for you. Whoever calls in, 702-221-7283, you're going to get your pick of two of these wine glasses that I'm going to pay for and send to your house. And they're very cute. One says, fake news, this is only my first glass. Another says, red wine and blue. And I can't remember what the other one says. We're going to have those pictures for you. We're also going to give away a bag Moto. So all the reason in the world to get on the phone right now, 702-221-7283. I got to tell you, I have one of these. It's the best little purse hook I've ever had in my entire life in the car. It's got the little bungee cord. It doesn't fall over. It doesn't stretch. You don't break your bags. It's really the best. You definitely are going to want to get in on that one as well. And what are we going to talk about in the next block? We are going to talk about as well, Senator Dianne Feinstein taking a ton of heat from the progressive left for giving Senator Lindsey Graham a hug. The horror. How can two people who are on opposite sides of the aisle hug one another and like one another? How can that happen? Isn't that disgusting? Isn't that gross? Isn't that horrible? No, isn't that what we've always wanted? I think Spence may have those pictures up ready for me now. We're going to talk about that in the next break, but look at these cool wine glasses right here. Yes, you can win two of these, red wine and blue, more wine, less politics, or fake news, it's only my first glass. Super cute, but we only will give it to a caller. So you got to call. We won't see your face, but we will hear your pretty little voice. And that number is going to be 702-221-7283 if you want to get in on one of those glasses and an amazing bag Moto. Quite the little giveaways today. As you know, we're always about hooking you up. Another way that you get hooked up is if you are a sponsor of the show. MichelleMortensen.com is the way that you can go and subscribe and get exclusive content, where you will get exclusive interviews with the celebrities that we interview and so much more. All right, we are going to get ready to take a commercial break here in just a little bit, but I want you to get on those phone lines right now, 702-221-7283, because we have got to talk about the Feinstein and Lindsey Graham controversy. I want to hear what you guys think about that. Also, we got a lot more to talk about with those dueling town halls that were airing last night and what the president is saying right now in his pitch to seniors in Florida about prescription drugs and so much more. We are 18 days away from this election, my friends. 18 days away from this election. Who is going to win it? How are things looking? What do you think is going on? Is Trump doing a good job? Is Biden doing a good job? Are you feeling any nerves about this race? I want to hear from you right now, so stay with us. The number to call is 702-221-7283. A bunch of giveaways in the next block, and so very much more, my friends. I appreciate you for joining us today. I appreciate all of our sponsors. We're going to hear a word from them right after this quick break. Stay with us, my friends.
Ladylike Clothing.com is a Las Vegas locally owned women's boutique created to cater to women who want to look their best without compromising comfort and quality. Ladylike Clothing.com focuses on contemporary, well-designed looks with classic feminine styling. Ladylike Clothing wants to help you build a wardrobe you'll love with beautiful, functional pieces that are never overdone and always ladylike. Shop online today at ladylikeclothing.com.
Love finding great deals on unique antiques, clothing, and more, all while helping our community? Then you can't miss the Next Steps Ministries rummage sale Saturday, October 24th. Shop till you drop from 7 to 1 p.m. at 615 College Drive in Henderson. All proceeds benefit Next Step Ministries. For 14 years, they've served the homeless and those in need in Clark County. For more information on the Next Steps Ministries rummage sale, call 702-741-7540. That's 702-741-7540.
Hi, this is Michelle Mortensen, and if you know me, you know I support our veterans. And that's why I want to tell you about my good friends at Therapy Blocks LLC, our newest sponsor of the show. Therapy Blocks LLC is veteran-owned and operated, and many of their therapists are veterans themselves or active National Guard members. Therapy Blocks LLC is a pediatric physical, occupational, and speech therapy rehab outpatient clinic that also offers home visits and telehealth services for special needs children up to age 18. Therapy Blocks LLC follows all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and wellness of their clients and their families. They're located in the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Building on Sunset Road. Give our friends at Therapy Blocks LLC a call today at 702-419-8120. That number again, 702-419-8120. And tell them you learned about Therapy Blocks LLC right here on The Michelle Mortensen Show.
How many times has this happened to you? You're driving with your purse, your laptop bag, your grocery bag, or your backpack in the seat next to you, and it's on the floor after you stop or hit a quick turn. Well, we experienced this issue too, and we created a solution. Introducing Bagmodo, an easy-to-install, one-step process that fits seamlessly under any standard headrest and stores securely under the headrest. Bagmodo becomes a natural extension of your vehicle and helps stop your stuff from falling on the floor. Now you can secure your items systematically and effortlessly, keeping you from being a distracted driver, which, let's face it, is a huge problem these days. Bagmodo is the ultimate driver-centric product that doesn't distract drivers and helps keep everyone in the vehicle safe. For more information, go to bagmodo.com. That's bagmodo.com. Bagmodo, the easy-to-install, one-step process to stop your stuff.
Looking to sell or buy a home? There's no one better than your Las Vegas neighborhood realtors, Melissa White Simmons and Tim Eaton of Urban Nest Realty. Melissa and Tim will meet your every need and go the extra mile to make sure you find the perfect house to call home. With Team Melissa White at Urban Nest Realty, you'll be taken care of every step of the way. Call Melissa and Tim today at 702-757-8605. That's 702-757-8605. License number 179020.
Want to learn to scuba dive? Need swimming lessons for your kids? Then you need to check out Stone Sports in Las Vegas, right off Fort Apache in Tropicana. At Stone Sports, they teach the young and the young at heart. Whether you're looking for fun, fitness, or competition, Stone Sports is the place for you and your entire family. Give them a call today at 702-779-3021, 702-779-3021, or check them out online at stonesports.net. Stone Sports, where water safety and water fun meet.
R.E.M., Losing My Religion. There is a great documentary on Netflix about this song, the history of the song, kind of how it came about. I highly encourage you to check it out. Y'all know I love my Netflix doc. I love it when it's about music like this. I remember when I was young, this song came out. I thought it was the best thing since sliced bread. You know what else I think is the best thing since sliced bread? That hug between Dianne Feinstein and Lindsey Graham. I love it. I love seeing the left and right act grizzle together. I think we need a whole lot more of it. Well, I don't agree a lot with Senator Feinstein. I was a Californian. She was like my senator my entire life. She's 80 years old. We don't agree on anything politically, but you know what? I love the fact that she's a decent human being, and I think we need to see a whole lot more of that.
What do you think? I want to hear from you. 702-221-7283. We do have Aaron on the line right now, though. Aaron is from Milwaukee, watching the show live right now, and he is on the phone lines and wants to win those wine glasses. So, Aaron, if you can hear me, you are the big, big winner. Did you see the wine glasses? Which two are your faves, and which two do you want?
I have not seen the wine glasses.
Spence will pull up the pictures for you. There's one that says fake news. This is my first glass. Another one says red wine and blue. And the other one says more wine, less politics. So we'll get your information. Danny will get your information after the call. And he'll tell me which two you want and get your address so we can send those off to you. I know you said you also wanted to talk a little bit about the Amy Coney Barrett hearings. What did you think about the Amy Coney Barrett hearings that we kind of watched all week long? What were your thoughts?
Well, the Democrats made a sellout of themselves, Richard Blumenthal, I think, the senator from Connecticut. He couldn't even delay. So they're a sham of themselves.
Yeah, the hearings were very interesting. I thought the questioning from Senator Hirono asking, you know, have you ever, you know, sexually assaulted anyone? Have you ever done things for sexual favors? Have you ever been accused? And this line of questioning was absolutely disgusting and so disappointing. So, Aaron, I agree with you. I know Danny has already gotten your phone number, and I think you said you'll take whichever ones you want. So we will get those out to you a little bit later this week. Thanks for being a fan of the show. Now, since you are calling from Milwaukee, I'm curious to know, how do you feel things are going over there in Milwaukee? Is it leaning to Trump, not leaning to Trump? What's the pulse over there?
Well, the state overall in Wisconsin, I think most people are silent and leading towards Trump, but the lefties think that Biden has it. It's going to change.
Yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see. Well, Aaron, we're so glad that you're a fan of the show all the way out there in Milwaukee. Thanks for joining us here today. If you want to call, if anybody else wants to call, 702-221-7283. Phone lines are open, and we want to hear what you have to say, and we'll also give you a bag moto because we're just like giving things away on this Friday. It's a fun Friday, and we got to have a little bit of fun here. I'm noticing a lot of the comments on Facebook just saying that, you know, they were very disappointed with the ABC town hall last night with Biden because they didn't even ask any questions about the Hunter Biden email scandal. You know, it's one of the most telling things that we've seen about this the entire time. They say that, you know, he wasn't on the schedule. There was nothing official on the schedule with this Ukrainian man. Yet at the same time, they've never denied the fact, and they won't deny the fact, that there could have been an impromptu meeting, that it could have been something that wasn't officially on the books. This stinks pretty badly, in my personal opinion. I think it really does attribute how people like the Bidens have acquired such great wealth. They do it by these types of corrupt manners. But you may be wondering why it's only Fox News that's covering this. Fox News and the New York Post, right? Nobody else has really touching it other than the social media aspect of that. Are you wondering why? Are you wondering why this isn't much bigger news? Let me give you a little news secret right here as to why it's not working. It's because it's actually about Biden's son. It's not about Biden as much. Whenever there's a political story and it involves the spouse, it involves a child, whether they're an adult child, younger child, it's never as much of a sticking point as it is when it is the candidate themselves. That is definitely playing a part of it. It's hard to make this story salacious and sexy. We live in a news world today where everything's got to be fast. Everything's got to be really furious. We care more about what Justin Bieber was driving around drunk. We care more about that story than we do about real news and investigative journalism. So you have to dig on this one, and that's not fun or easy to do. And that's why the media is pretty much ignoring it 110%. We've got to just see. I'm just checking here to see if we've got another person on the line right now. There is still time to call 702-221-7283. Other frustrating things about both of the town halls that we saw last night. I think a lot of people around the country felt this way. It kind of stunk that they were both on at the same time because it made you choose your candidate. It would have made more sense if maybe one network had done both of them and it was 1 hour and another hour, or if they were on different networks, but they were shown, you know, at different times. Because if you were for Trump and you chose to watch the Trump one, you had to watch the Biden one later or just hear what the commentators had to say. If you're for Biden, you didn't watch the Trump one and you really didn't get anything out of it, because that Biden one was super boring. I mean, my biggest problem with Joe Biden overall, not just the fact that, you know, I don't like him and don't agree with his policies, and I think he's low-key racist. My problem is that he's just boring. When he talks, no one wants to listen. So whether you love Trump or hate Trump, at least you know that when you're on the Trump show, it's going to be a good show. There's going to be things there that are interesting. There's going to be things there that you want to hear. There's going to be things there that are going to make a difference. And that is more fun to watch. And people often vote for the most charismatic person in the room. We see that time and time again. Charisma matters. And my friends in the charisma department, Trump has this one. He has this one in spades. In fact, I believe with all my heart that we're going to see a Trump victory come November 3rd. Now, will that victory be called on November 3rd? I don't think so. I'm putting my money on December 18th. But that is, I'd love to know what you think. And it looks like we've got another caller on the line. We've got Lee on the line. Lee, how are you? And where are you from? Where are you listening?
Hey, Michelle, it's Lee. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, and awesome. I was just calling for two reasons. One, to tell you thank you for doing what you do. You speak my mind 100%, things that I couldn't put quite the way you do it perfectly. And second thing was, I just wanted to chime in on the whole Facebook and Twitter censorship thing. I think that regardless of which line you're on, whether you're right, left, middle, you should be terrified that these big tech companies have the power that they do to ultimately filter every piece of information that you might be seeing and choose who gets to see what and what information you get to see. That, regardless of where you stand, that should be frightening to you as an American.
It should be, and it should be frightening to journalists as well, Lee. I agree 110%. And here's a fun story. I'm just out in all sorts of stories today. I remember when I was working at Channel 8 as a consumer reporter, and when Facebook broke the news that they were going to start, you know, labeling things fake news, and they were going to have their little portals to help you figure out what fake news was, I was told I had to do that story as a consumer reporter and that I needed to tell people what was fake news and what wasn't fake news, and I needed to help perpetuate what they were trying to do on Facebook. This is while I was here in Las Vegas at Channel 8. Do you know what the big problem with that is? Every journalist in America should be up in arms, because why should Facebook be determining what's fake or not fake? Why should Twitter have any say in this whatsoever? Why are journalists so weak these days, Lee? I mean, I'm sure you see it all the time. You're commenting right here about the frustration of it. I'm sure you feel that too, right?
Yeah. Well, and I think, like I said, regardless of what network you're for, even if you're like, oh, yay, they censored that because I don't agree with it. If it were the other way around, they would be up in arms, you know. So I just think that I'm so glad that they are bringing it to light, and that, you know, it's being taken a look at more seriously than it has been in the past.
Exactly. We definitely need it. Well, Lee, please stay on the line to give Dana your information. I'm going to send you one of these amazing bag motos. You're going to freaking love it, because your purse is never going to fall over in the car again. I hope you love it and enjoy it. So stay on the line with Danny. We are coming to the end of the show, but Monday is going to be just a humdinger of a show. Remember, we got Senator Marsha Blackburn on the show. But that is going to be huge. You are going to want to call in, because we are going to have so many questions to ask her about with the ACB hearing. What we're going to do about Facebook and Twitter and the censorship that they're doing. I cannot wait to have her on the show. It is a huge get. Trust me, and no one in the Las Vegas market is getting you, Senator Marsha Blackburn, but your girl, Michelle, she's doing it. We had a great show. Thanks for sticking with us with all of the technical issues. We are going to have that Tyrus interview for you on Friday, and a ton more giveaways, a ton more stuff. It's going to be a good one. We're going to listen to The Weeknd here at the end of the show. As you know, I'm a big fan of The Weeknd. I'm a big fan of this song. So let me know what music you're loving too, and maybe we will have it on the show for you. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in, and I will see you on Monday. Bye-bye, everyone. You always know just what to say. I always look the other way. Find you.
to find love.
The world-famous radio shopping show weekday on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas and KSHP.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
State health officials say it will take billions to distribute a coronavirus vaccine when one becomes available. In a letter to congressional leaders, the Association of State and Territory